This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And our next story is going to be about awards, or more specifically, the business of vanity awards. So this came from The Star, who ran several pieces about this. And in case the name doesn't give it away, a vanity award is basically sort of award, or maybe more accurately, a marketing service that someone buys in order to give the appearance of having received a legitimate honor. A company or a person can buy them intentionally or accidentally. It's happened both ways.
And anyone can fall for it, including government bodies. Last year, The Star reported that the Penang Municipal Council and Seberang Perai Municipal Council, they revealed that they might have fallen for vanity award schemes by the Europe Business Assembly. Penang Island City Council Mayor Datuk Maimuna Mohamad said they won the EBA awards without assessment by any judges after paying an amount of over 39,000 ringgit.
That should kind of clue you, clue you into the situation, shouldn't it? It also, it's strange because how these awards seem to work is that they email you saying, you know,
congrats.
Congratulations.
You've won this award. You are in an exclusive list of people who have won it, who have won this award. And all you have to do is just pay us some fee and we'll settle it for you.
Which is odd. The entire phrasing of that is strange. So this is part of a longer conversation, I guess, that we've been having. The chase for recognition, the chase for, in fact, not just recognition, but honour, right? Mm. Extra honour. Most memorably, we remember, I guess, the fake degree scandal that hit politicians. So it also brings us to this question, which is, we did ask, why bother with a fancy degree or a fancy false degree from a false university? But what do awards mean to you? What significance does it mean when somebody says they have been awarded so-and-so? I'm curious as to whether or not it actually brings a lot of business gain, whether it brings a lot of reputational gain. What is it in these awards that hold as much allure, or at least 39,000 ringgit worth of allure?
You can get an award for multiple things, you know, a book, a business, or as an individual. And I guess the different groups, they mean different things, right? For movies and books, it could mean just more eyes on what you've produced. For businesses, a sense of legitimacy and a way to increase and welcome more business. And for individuals, it could just give their cause or whatever they're working on a spotlight.
So I think not all awards are made equal.
Yeah.
And so when you hear something like the Europe Business Assembly, all of that sounds very grand. It's an entire continent. It's a whole assembly.
It's a great scam because they also hold it in very modern cities.
Yeah, come to Berlin and accept this award. And so it all sounds great, but all of this, I think the very basis of it is the fact that you believe that when you attach award winning to your name, that it means something. And so I guess I'm curious to hear from you guys, does that phrase mean anything to you? The idea that something is an award-winning company or an award-winning book, does it make you more likely to buy it, invest in it? Do awards really have that cachet for us? Call us and let us know, 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We also reached out to Dr. KK Johan, who's president of the Brand Laureate, to find out his take on both vanity awards as well as the value of awards. And here are some of the things that he had to say.
There are so many dubious and unscrupulous awards here in KL, organized by so many fools and rascals tarnishing the awards industry. It's time that the brand laureate be the voice, speak up boldly and bravely and tell them off, insult and embarrass them, expose them, all these con jobs, they are not legit. See how they mixed up awards and the trophies didn't come, 30 winners in one category, the MC isn't informed, the CEO in the end having to become the MC.
So yes, there's a lot of, it sounds as if there are certain markers that let you know, huh, okay, maybe it's time I reconsider this. Mm. So that's the issue with vanity awards. But yes, we are asking you, what is the credibility of awards? You know, does it affect how you view a business or an individual or a restaurant, for example? 77732900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to get the public relations perspective on this story, we're crossing over to Gogolan Dorairaju, the CEO of Rantau PR. Gogolan, thanks for joining us. Let's start with this. What purpose does an industry or business award serve?
Well, generally award those days was like, you know, achievement, a culmination of your achievements of sorts, right? Basically an award for your work, your story of your work, your category of your work and all that. Those days, awards literally meant something because there were very few awards, which meant that you had to really fight among everybody to get an award, right? These days, there's awards every day, every other day, right? With the proliferation of awards, we seem to have no benchmark.
As you've said, there are just so many awards out there. A new one crops up every other day. And of course, they aren't all created equal. How do you evaluate the integrity of an award?
I think it's up to you when you get a call for these awards to do your own basically due diligence of the obviously the organizer, the award, and what is it for, who are the people involved and all that. And then it's basically, again, up to you to take that next step. But I think to answer it from a broader context, from a public relations concept, we live in an age of branding. So nobody actually does the due diligence that is needed. When you win an award and you post up your award and everything, who's actually going to ask you what the award was about, right? At the end of the day, it's a branding exercise for the individual or the organization. I have personally been involved in, been taken back by some of these awards, and I'm to blame also. Because I mean, for my industry, there's so many awards, and like, you know, you obviously have to buy a table, there's a monetary inducement involved, you know, and that obviously lessens and cheapens the award to a certain extent. And then when you go to the award and you find out what the award is about, and you get the award and everything, and then it's a lesson learned. It's a lesson learned, and then from now on, I will do a bit more due diligence on an award. Do I really deserve the award? Is this award actually a combination of my work? Are my peers involved in the nomination? You know, these are the type of things that sets it apart. Because these days, every other day, there's an industry award, right? And then you get called in to come and participate in the award, and the participation is basically buying a table or sponsoring a certain amount of cash. So what does that actually tell you?
So how about the awards then that are actually credible and reputable? How have they been able to build trust and value?
Obviously, some of them have been around the test of time, and which are these are the ones. From an industry point of view, we know it's credible to the tilt. People have done due diligence. The winners are winners who are genuinely respected in the industry, who have gone through their due diligence. And these days, industry experts for new companies and all that are winning awards for work that is, you know, mediocre at best. So to answer your question, it's basically industry knows which are the more credible awards and which are not. Because these are the ones that have been through the test of time and, of course, word of mouth and all that.
How much cachet does having the title of award winner get you?
In this day and age, winning award, regardless of what award, holds a lot of cachet. Because everybody just sees you as winning that award. And when you post it up on your social handles or your social assets and, you know, your media assets, it comes out as you won an award, which gives you a lot of credibility. But nobody actually checks what the award is, right? Or whether the award is from a credible institution or not. So it's in this day and age where everybody reads just the headlines. Winning an award opens up doors, gives you a leg over others. So hence why there's so many awards these days. Because winning an award will automatically give you the credibility of, if just say you're a new kid on the block and you win 5-6 awards, that automatically gives you the leg up in the industry.
So with all this knowledge then about how the inside baseball of all of it, how it works, how do you feel about the entire business of award giving and receiving?
I'm actually against it because, like I said, there's too many awards and it's just an exercise in sponsorship and investment for the company. But there's a pros and cons to this, I can say. I personally think I'm against it, but it also affords, like, when I have an agency full of people who win an award, it's a feel-good factor. It's a testimony that their work is being recognized. Even if the clients are recognizing your work, this is something tangible that they can hold up. It's a night out with your colleagues where you go up on stage, win an award. It's a feel-good factor that you can't take away, right? That transcends down to the agency, to the organization. And that is an exercise that you cannot actually put a value on. So those are the pros and the cons of that.
Gogolin, thanks for weighing in. That was Gogolin Dorairaju, CEO of Rantau PR, speaking to us about the value of an industry award. And we're talking about this because The Star recently ran some articles, or rather revisited the subject that they've done before, which is this idea of vanity awards, where you pay to get awards. And that kind of got me thinking about what is the value of something being award-winning? You know, is it, do we, are we really that easily swayed?
For me, books and movies, if there's too many to sift through, I just count on the fact that they have a laurel around them that says something award. So if, let's say, a film has like a, won the Cancun Film Awards, I don't know if Cancun is a country or if it's a board, I will watch it.
The point is, it has been fancied up for you.
It has.
All right. Are you like Kelvin? What does it mean?
Don't be like me.
What does it mean to you when something is award-winning? Whether it's companies or restaurants, movies, books, does it mean anything to you? Does it change how you make decisions about it? Call us 7733-2900 to share your thoughts. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and it is 6:35. We've been spending our show talking about two main things. Firstly, Teacher's Day. Happy Teacher's Day again. And we've been asking you for your thoughts and memories. And then we also turned our attention to the idea of vanity awards, awards that you fundamentally paid for, basically. Mm-hmm. It's not a true honour unless you are easily persuaded by yourself. So we kind of wanted to get behind the mindset of that. What kind of recognition truly, or what kind of change do awards actually give you? So for you, in general, does it mean anything to you if a restaurant, a book, a company, a movie is award-winning? Does it persuade you to part with your hard-earned cash and respect? Call us at 7733-2900 to weigh in on either. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, earlier we were talking about the issue of awards. And I think, Kelvin, you basically said that you can be swayed.
I can be, especially when it comes to things where it exists in super in high amounts. So that's with movies, with shows, with books. So if they have a little laurel attached there saying that they won some award, they were nominated for some award somewhere, I am more swayed to pick it up, if in this case a book, and buy it and then eventually read it.
So that I can understand. Sometimes I am swayed by, oh, Booker Prize winning, shortlisted, longlisted. I get it. I understand the appeal. But when it comes to companies, it's a bit different, I think, because the awards are more within the industry. And so I don't know the true cachet or meaning. It's not something like the Booker, the Academy Award, where it's so kind of, it's almost shorthand, right, for recognition.
It's in pop culture and all that.
Exactly. When it comes to industry-wide recognition, I think it's a little bit of a different game, which is why I was interested in the fact that the municipal councils of, what was it? Well, I know one was Seberang Prai, and the other, I think, was
Penang.
Let's see. Yeah, Penang. I'm curious as to what value a municipal council gains out of receiving an award.
So if, let's say, it's an award to, well, reward them for their productivity, their efficiency, and perhaps getting something right. Let's say they have the best waste management of all municipal councils within the region.
Okay.
That matters. That makes sense. But then if it's something where it's like a Europe Business Assembly, I don't know what it would be for.
We also have a message here from Chan, who says, ironic that you're asking Brand Laureate. We referenced them earlier. They require you to buy a table at their dinner to get your award. Isn't it the same as paying for it? Which is something that our guest, Gogolin Dorairaju, also addressed. For what it's worth, this is what came through from Dr. KK Johan, who is the president, saying, there are some costs. We are like a foundation, but that doesn't mean that the student is buying the education. We spell it out clearly so there is no dispute. So that is the answer. I'm not certain, not having worked with the Brand Laureate directly, but that is the response. Keep those messages coming. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio and call 7733-2900. On the line now is James. James, good evening. You have an experience you'd like to share?
Yeah, good evening, guys. Basically, I've been in the advertising industry for some time, and what I've noticed over the years is there's been a skew towards award-driven work or award-winning work. I remember a time when we used to create work that was actually engaging, actually excites people, that was effective. But now there's been that skew towards making work, advertising work, that's actually meant for awards. So instead of engaging the millions of Malaysians who might see this piece of billboard, I'm supposed to come up with an ad that will actually engage and excite four Europeans sitting down in France judging my piece of work.
Right.
And that has also now become a KPI for many industry seniors, you know. You're judged based on the amount of award submissions you have made and the amount of awards you have won. Remunerations are also based on that. And a lot of this has been skewing the industry. And a lot of times, it's not even effective work. It's always been about how we can get into the psyche of judges and try to convince them as to why this work might actually be given an award.
James, I mean, from a company level, right, from the company's point of view, what is the value in getting these awards? Does it then mean that you get other clients who also want to win awards? I mean, what is the value of it really? Aside from the, as you said, the remuneration and so on.
Okay, to be very, very honest, the clients who actually do spend money or retainer clients do not give 2 cents about awards. They are more into effectiveness and how much the campaign has driven to sales and engagement and whatnot. The ones who actually do care about the awards are actually the creatives themselves in the advertising agencies. It's something for them to pump their chests about, basically. You know, no one else bothers about it except for that small bubble of us who thinks that finds awards that actually kind of give us value.
Right. James, thanks for calling and for sharing that industry insider look at the situation.
Yeah, and I just wonder then in that circumstance if it would lead to, because you kind of know what the awards are within your own industry, so then does that mean it leads to more employment opportunities? Well, this person, if you're choosing between two candidates, this person has won an award, this person hasn't, you might be more swayed to take the one who has won an award.
Which goes back to our central question, which is, what value do awards bring nowadays? You know, when you're making your decisions, are you likely to pick a book, a company, a person who has won an award over another? And also, does it matter what that award is? Because I think there is a difference. They're not all made equal. No. Someone can call themselves award-winning and it doesn't always mean a lot. Call us and let us know. 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to read those messages, both about awards as well as teachers. After this, it's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We're talking today about vanity awards and also just the mindset of being an award-winning something or other. What impact does it make to your daily life? What impact does it make to your daily decisions when you're choosing between the award-winning something or the not? Does it matter? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have a WhatsApp message here from Mahmoud.
Here's a scenario, and it happened to me before. You're a listed company, you carry a big name, people know you, but your financial performance is not quite there for various reasons. Yet we get an invite to an award, recognizing the role the company and its management in building the brand. It doesn't quite jive. I always turn them down.
Mahmoud, if you could get back in touch with us and let us know where you think that's coming from. You know, is it coming from a desire for, have you ever taken it further than that and gotten to the point where they did say, so this award will come at a nominal fee? You know, is this the prelude to a scam?
Yeah.
Again, that number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line now, we have Suren. Suren, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening, guys. I think awards do have some effect on purchasing decisions of consumers. I mean, awards are supposed to be given by experts, someone who is an expert in a field and someone who knows better than you in a certain industry or certain kind of product. So naturally, you'll fall on those kind of recommendations when you want to make a purchasing decision. And you will somehow tune your mind to think that if you don't feel like this product even worth the award, you probably will try to convince yourself. For example, if it was about a restaurant that has an award, and if you don't feel like the food is up to par, you probably will convince yourself that you don't have the taste bud to judge, because you know experts decided that it's you know, up to the mark and you can't, so it must be something wrong with you. So I think that awards do give a lot of effect on whether people will decide to go for a product or not. And I think that it should be made a crime if someone... all these dubious and all the dubious kind of awards, the person offering and the person accepting it without due diligence, it should be made a crime, because these kind of awards do affect the market perception and it skews the purchasing decision. And just to point out, I've seen a lot of these awards in property industry. You'll see like tons of awards giving out to property players, and there are like probably dozens of it, and every single property player probably has an award anyway. So that is kind of misleading, I think. And yeah, people might just end up buying the wrong product, the wrong kind of condo or what, and they might just get into trouble.
Suren, I mean, when it comes to your own purchasing decisions, which awards, or in Kelvin's words, laurels, you know, which of these little markers are likely to sway you, if at all?
Markers, sorry, I didn't get the question.
Like, are there specific awards where you look at it and you go, ooh,
I trust this, yeah, I'll get this.
Yes, exactly. Are there specific names that you look out for that you think, ah, this is really reliable?
Probably like if it has some gold colors in it or something. It has like the word most trusted, most popular. Those kind of words will just be something that you know, in an instant of a moment, you probably it will sway your decision.
Yeah, I completely get you, Suren. Thanks for calling. That is again the genius of marketing.
Yeah. So it's like it appears for me on toothpastes and toothbrushes. 50,000 dentists recommend this product. I don't know who they are, but they are a number 50,000.
From where?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. They're on the packaging. And on that note about restaurant, it is true for food for me, where sometimes I don't quite enjoy it, but reviews are raving. So I just have to tell myself, this is an acquired taste, so perhaps I just have to acquire some taste before I actually get this.
I get that, but I also find that my level of hate rises a lot. When I feel betrayed by an award or by a Michelin star or whatever, I go through, I guess, the phases very quickly of doubting myself, doubting my taste, and then going, you know what? No.
Anger.
How dare you lie to me? So it cycles through really fast. Let us know what you think about award-winning blank. You know, does it matter to you? Does it impact how you make decisions? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Valerie is saying, hi BFM. Yes, I am like Kelvin. I think awards do carry a sense of prestige and gravitas. When discovering my next read, I'll check out books that have been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. Actually, it's just the Booker Prize now. Or Pulitzer Prize for fiction. As for movies, I do this thing where I try to watch all the Oscar-nominated movies before the awards. And for restaurants, you can't deny how much more just one Michelin star is worth, you know, as opposed to all the money you could throw into marketing.
Yeah, same. And it's exactly that same reason why Singapore has tossed in so much money to get some of their restaurants Michelin stars.
Ravin is saying, I think I would be inclined to make a purchase at an award-winning store or restaurant only if I recognize the award. It would mean nothing if a business has an award from some random organization, which means, Ravin, that I assume you're not persuaded by gold.
Or the laurel print or fancy fonts.
I am assuming that at this point in time. And then we have a message that's come through from, a listener named Ali, I think.
Vanity Award happens a lot in the property industry. I used to work in the industry, and it was mind-boggling to know that property big names paid a few hundred thousands to get the main prize. Knowing this made me lose confidence in the company because I know they are not exactly legit. How many small but companies that delivers are able to pay this amount? Knowing this, I know that I can't look at how many awards they have won, but based on market reviews and so on. Essentially, I also will lean towards more credible awards, like from government organizations like CIDB, for example.
And that is a game I think that vanity awards are starting to play, because you give your vanity award a really credible name. And of course, sometimes people don't have the time or don't take the effort, especially if you're on a consumer level, to look beyond the, whoa, this is the Asia Business Awards. If that's a real award, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just if you use these sort of grand names, it's often hard to look beyond that, especially if you have what looks like a great logo, if you have everything, all your bases covered. Sometimes for people at a glance, that's enough.
And they don't just stop at one award, right? If they're already buying one, they're probably going to buy a few more to bolster that. And that just takes up way too much time as a consumer to look up what each of them are and whether they're legit.
Lukman Ismail says, I think awards are mostly cosmetic. The logos look nice. It doesn't affect buyers who really know what they want, but they may influence less savvy consumers. And we haven't really addressed that point about whether or not it is about savviness, whether or not it is like, are you going into a space where you're uncertain of what you want, uncertain of your own taste, uncertain even of what it is that you're looking for? In those instances, oof, some gold leaf, a fancy logo, that's going to do you.
Yeah, especially if you are, say, starting a new business and you really want to get your business out there, you're going to try to look for the most credible possible person to say bolster your business, whether it comes in the form of a leadership manager or a PR company. And if these people they buy awards, you'll end up trusting it, right? Because you're just not too familiar with the field. You are still trying to gain that business experience.
On the line now we have Danny, who also works in advertising. Danny, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi there. Well, coming from advertising, I've been there, done that, got burned. Knowing that, you know, if your client spent X amount of money advertising a specific ad, your chances of winning are actually going to become a lot higher.
Mm.
So, but that's not exactly what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to actually share an experience that I recently had about Michelin Stars. That was the one award that I thought, you know, maybe still had a little bit of credence. And what happened was, I think you guys recently heard of the chicken rice restaurant from Singapore.
Yes.
That actually won a Michelin star and had the cheek to actually open in Ipoh, of all places, right in front of Ipoh's most popular chicken rice store. I decided to go and get myself up. My wife decided she's going to, you know, try the Michelin star rice, and I was going to stick to, you know, good old Ipoh chicken rice. And we bought our chicken rice, and it was shocking, seriously. You could not even call that chicken rice. It was actually plain rice with braised chicken. Nothing to do with what we know is chicken rice. So for me, that last bastion of hope that I had in the award, Michelin star, even that went poo-poo, you know, after that little experience. So,
has this broken you? Are you officially swearing off these awards?
I'm completely jaded, you know. you're from the advertising industry, you know how many lies we tell. But, you know, after the Michelin star incident, I was like, oh my God, no. Sometimes it's all hype. And you know, a lot of people that actually write for restaurants nowadays actually get paid to do that.
Yes.
So how much of it is actually true and what's not? For me, I choose to listen to peers, people with good taste, who really understand what they're talking about. That is, to me, a reliable metric.
So that means Google reviews then instead of the Michelin star?
Yeah, pretty much.
Danny, thanks for calling. Not the first time I've heard that complaint about that particular Michelin star chicken rice.
He is doing very well, though.
That doesn't make a difference in terms of taste buds. I mean, in terms, at least based on the people who've gone there, eaten there, I haven't heard anything all that great. I'm just going to leave it there.
Or we just, not to support Singapore, but maybe we just have to acquire some taste.
Well, PC says, I've come to the conclusion that Michelin stars in Asia, for example, Japan, is just nonsense. To be fair, the chicken rice owner has sold the business. So the crap one, I'm quoting PC, the crap one in Ipoh doesn't belong to him.
Yeah, I was about to ask that also, because I'm not sure if how involved the original owner is with the business anymore. I believe he's just chosen to retire. I might be wrong.
And yet that Michelin star reputation follows you around, which is there the value of the award.
Yeah.
We have Vivian here saying, on the topic of awards, I've worked with a few award-winning writers in the past whose use of English, span of vocabulary, and sometimes even basic grammar so bad that it compromised my work to the point that I have to redo most of the written content that they'd done. With this experience, I have to say, awards are only as valuable as the people receiving them. It's nice for display and to boast, but if the actual talent and quality can't be expressed by recipients at work, then they're just a show of shallow egos and they will be found out later.
And I think this draws back to one of the calls we received earlier about his experience in the advertising industry, where, you know, it's not meant for local consumption. It's out of, well, just chasing a certain kind of audience where you want to, when you want to win the award. So you end up following just formulas, and then your work is no longer as creative as it should be.
On the other hand, it seems to be, I mean, it's an industry thing, right? So as Tanjun Kit is expressing, saying it matters. Speaking for the IT industry, for example, it matters. It shows your competency and the skills that you have. IT awards are hard to get. Those that are awarded to individuals, of course, not companies.
Right.
So, and we have another message regarding another... another field. For me, any awards which isn't 10 years old is a scam. Back then, there weren't that many scammers. I'm an architect and I always receive messages and calls offering for weird awards. They do give you good reputation, but it comes down to credibility. So it's credible awards only. And it's a shame to write down weird awards on your resume. That came from Jim.
And it's sometimes just a bit unsuspecting. If you don't know, if you're not in the industry, the onus is on you to do that background check to make sure it's credible. But again, it's a tough task to ask someone to do.
We are going to be headed to the 7 o'clock news. But just a quick clarification. I think PC earlier had said, Michelin star for Asia, and then I said, for example, Japan, but what PC meant was, except Japan. Japan is great. Many exclamation marks in this message, so I think some strong emotions attached there. We're talking about something being declared award-winning. Tell us what you think. Does it matter to you? Call us, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And the messages have been flowing through. So Zara says, is there an award-winning award? Which is a question that's breaking my head.
That's a bit meta.
Yes, it is. And I don't know if there is. I'm sure there is.
This award has been licensed by this other award.
Honestly, I mean, any excuse, I think, to create more committees, more...
hype. Yeah, more just, hype. Yeah.
Why not? DMA, meanwhile, says, I do look at Google Map Stars as a guide. Do they count as awards? We are also getting other people pointing out that, well, Philip, for example, saying reviews on Facebook and Google are more trustworthy because in respect of award-winning brands, especially restaurants, although some of them claim that they're awarded platinum class via their ads and even higher promoted by the mainstream media, somehow the food and quality of service may not be good at all when we visit, and I feel cheated.
Sometimes the trouble is also with the amount of food reviews sometimes that they get from, say, the media, they end up being working in a place where they are not able to fill that capacity, and then that's why sometimes the food quality drops, the service quality also follows suit.
Also, was the initial review paid for?
Yeah, true.
So there are just questions there. Life Fizal says, awards? My life's biggest disappointments have all been award winners. Most recently, Gagan in Bangkok. It's fun, but that's a lot of money for Vade Adoy.
So the message is, trust Google and Facebook stars over Michelin stars.
Or be like CY, who says, Michelin stars don't really matter for me. I am a rebel. I say no to anything award-winning. CY, does that extend to does that extend also to movies and books, for example? I'd just be curious to know if you can get back in touch. And like we said, keep those messages coming. 018-789-8899, BFM Radio, or at BFM Radio is how you tweet us. On the line now is Indra. Indra, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Very, very good evening to you. I used to trust in award-winning things, but after this experience, you see, I saw a recipe from a hotel, and this hotel had advertised about a recipe, and I thought, okay, let me try it out, and it didn't work. Not because I tried everything to the correct measurement, and then I realized that the liquid appeared a bit too much. So after putting the cake and the so-called fudge with that amount of liquid, the cake was just one liquid kind of thing. Then I realized that I needed to add more cornflour so that the topping becomes a fudge which is more edible. And after that experience, I realized, okay, I'm not going to trust any more of these award-winning recipes.
I can imagine if you end up with a super liquid cake, why would you?
I wonder if then they held out on some of the ingredients that you were supposed to use. So it's an award-winning recipe for a reason. That I doubt they would want to share everything.
Then don't share it at all, Kelvin.
They just want a quick buck, man.
I just feel so sad thinking of not just Indra, but all the other Indras trying out cakes and just ending up with this
smush.
Sludge. Yeah. Celine says, even more shocking, I know of people who sell awards. 50K and you're the winner.
50K is a bargain. From what we've seen, some of them are spending like up to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, and in the case of our local municipal councils, 39,000 ringgit.
Yeah.
So there you go. Rohaizat sent us a picture with of a t-shirt with the laurels that Kelvin keeps talking about. And in it, it says, everything looks official with tiny leaves around it.
Please tell me where I can get that shirt. I would wear it.
Yeah, I would buy it for you,
it's
actually.
It's an award-winning shirt.
Rohaizat goes on to say, awards nowadays are overrated. Tai says, I'm anti-awards, like CY earlier. Anytime I see award-winning whatever, I go the other way. Maybe it goes hand-in-hand with my dislike of crowds, like degrees and diplomas. Too many of these award holders tend to reduce the value of those awards. And then someone somewhere will institutionalize the awarding, make a profit from it before the award ends up losing its value.
That's a good point. And, you know, perhaps then it just boils down to the industries that you're in. We had a message, I think, earlier from Jun Kidd, who said that for IT professionals, the award really means something because it goes to the individual as opposed to the company.
LK, very quickly, an award-winning designer designed the TRX Exchange Tower. Enough said. And then we have Christian, who says, personally, business awards are meaningless for purchasing decisions, i.e. property, restaurant awards, or, you know, certain airlines winning best cabin crew awards. What impresses me is labeling, for example, recognized eco labels or wine labeling, since I know very little about wines. But when it comes to film and books, since I don't trust friends and online reviews, I do have a preference for Booker or Pulitzer recognized works. But admittedly, even some film awards are more prestigious than others. So I place more value on Berlin, Cannes, Venice film awards as opposed to the Oscars, which has gotten dumbed down in recent years. So Cancun, Kelvin, where does that fit in?
I think quite low on the list, but it's convincing enough for me to just watch something that comes from there.
We have been talking about awards and specifically vanity awards and what the value of being award winning is. Keep those messages coming. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us as well at BFM Radio. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.